Happy Monday, Life Springers. Today's reading from the Bible is from 2 Corinthians 5, 6 through 10, and verses 14 through 17. And it informs the sermon for next Sunday, "The Love of Christ Constrains Me." This sermon looks at what Paul thought about his ministry and the resulting shape of his life and ministry. In my conclusion to the sermon, I say, I think that Paul would tell the American church today to grow up, to quit living for itself. I think he'd say, give up the politics and start living redemptively in the world. Recognize what Jesus has done for the world and live accordingly. Listen now to the text of the sermon. So we are always confident, even though we know that while we are at home in the body, we are away from the Lord. For we walk by faith, not by sight. Yes, we do have confidence, and we would rather be away from the body and at home with the Lord. So, whether we are at home or away, we make it our aim to please Him. For all of us must appear before the judgment seat of Christ, so that each may receive recompense for what he has done in the body, whether good or evil. Verse 14, for the love of Christ urges us on, because we are convinced that one has died for all, therefore all have died. And he died for us, so that those who live might live no longer by themselves or for themselves, but for him who died and was raised for them. From now on, therefore, we regard no one from a human point of view. Even though we once knew Christ from a human point of view, we know him no longer in that way. So if anyone is in Christ, there is a new creation. Everything old has passed away. See, everything has become new. I hope you have a really great week.